Brought to you by the Bose Headset 10 and by Philips 66 Aviation. The Bose Aviation Headset 10, voted number one for the ninth consecutive year in Professional Pilots 2009 Annual Headset Preference Survey. Today's Aviation Headset 10 delivers a highly acclaimed combination of noise reduction, clear audio, and comfort that remains unmatched. Learn more at Bose.com/headset.
This is Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2010 in Lakeland. We're with Carl Dietrich. He is the CEO of Terrafugia. Terrafugia, you may remember, is the flying car or the rotable aircraft, as they like to call it. Created quite a stir at earlier shows. Smaller presence here this year, Carl, but you are working on something pretty cool, aren't you?
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it. We're right now finalizing the design for our prototype vehicle. So this will be the second vehicle that we'll take to the air in early 2011. And we hope to be announcing what that design will look like at Oshkosh this year. So it's a pretty exciting time for us. We're finalizing all the details and getting ready for the big release on July 26th.
Okay, what is so much different about the new vehicle that you need new drawings?
Well, you'll notice we've made a lot of tweaks to the design. We've improved the aerodynamics. We've got a better airfoil on the main wing now. There are lots of modifications, but at the same time, you'll recognize the design heritage. You'll recognize the folding wing. You'll recognize the twin tails, the pusher prop, all that sort of thing. It's got a recognizable design heritage. But it's noticeably better, I would say.
Okay, well, you learned a lot from the first vehicle. It maybe wasn't quite as successful in the air as you thought it might be. But what were some of the fundamentals that you did learn?
Well, the big thing was that our test pilot was very happy with the overall handling in the air, and it had a big stability margin on it, as you could see as soon as the vehicle rotated up, it looked like he was on rails basically. So that we were very happy with. We learned a lot about takeoff and landing dynamics, which was really one of the key things that we wanted to address with the proof of concept, because our vehicle has a long wheelbase and a wide track, and those rear wheels are far aft of the center of gravity, which is different than most aircraft out here that you're looking at. You've got your main gear pretty close to your CG. The problem is, if you were to drive that on the highway and hit a pothole, it could do some serious damage. It'd give you a real jolt, potentially flip over a vehicle if you hit a pothole at highway speeds. So we had to have all of our wheels far away from our center of gravity, and that made for some different dynamics on takeoff and landing, and we had to analyze that with simulations, computer simulations, and then we actually built some subscale models of those and flight tested those. But going to full size, you know, there are always things that you learn, and we were very fortunate that, according to Phil, the takeoff and landing dynamics, it was a very benign takeoff and landing. We were, you know, prepared for a more aggressive rotation as he went down the runway and pulled back on the stick. We thought he was gonna, as soon as the nose came up, we thought it could keep rotating faster than it did, but it was actually very controllable. And if you look closely at that first flight video, you notice, I mean, he came back and corrected it and was flying basically in ground effect 10 feet above the runway on that first flight. So that was very encouraging to us, that he did have that kind of level of control of the aircraft. But obviously, you know, with the lessons that we've learned aerodynamically have been well documented at this point. The amount of progress that our company has made, the amount of growth, the amount of new resources that we have available right now is really tremendous. And I think that this next design that we're going to release at Oshkosh this year is going to really excite a lot of people, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the business side. How many commitments do you have? And it sounds like you've got new investment.
We do, on both counts. We've got about 70 people in line to purchase the vehicle right now. We've done actually a number of additional rounds of investment. So we're very excited that, let's just say we're about to take some big steps that I'm not quite prepared to talk about right now. But it's a very exciting time for our company right now.
We look forward to seeing you in Oshkosh. Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from Sun and Fun 2010. Thanks for listening.
With over 700 FBOs nationwide and the strongest supply in the industry, it's no wonder Phillips 66 is aviation's number one fuel provider. Phillips 66, the most trusted wings in aviation.